Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for giving us this great opportunity to come before you once again to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight we will be dealing with the third question that we address at this year's past conference in Charleston, South Carolina. The question was and is, what are the signs of the righteous in the time of trouble? And I want you to get your pens and pass out and write the various questions down and the answers so you can review, study, and analyze to see if I'm telling you the truth on all these various subject matters. But what are the signs of the righteous in the time of trouble? And there's a lot of things you want to know about the righteous. For the most part, most people believe they are righteous. Most people believe that. And even if they don't believe or won't declare whether they are righteous or not, they have no problem with declaring whether someone is wicked. Now, they typically don't declare themselves as wicked, but they don't have no problem with declaring someone else is wicked. But I'm here to tell you the truth. Whether you declare you're righteous or not, there are signs that follow the righteous, and particularly and especially in the time of trouble. As a matter of fact, when do you believe, when do you think the righteous is being judged? You think it's being judged during a time of peace? No. This is not when Yahweh has elected to prove the righteous. The word righteous was used the very first time in the book of Genesis, and I just want you to see that so you can see what time it was when this word was used. And the first time it was used was in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. The very first verse. And this is what it says. And Yahweh said unto Noah, come you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation. So at the time that Noah was living and his sons, Yahweh seen the earth and it was very corrupt. It was very violent. It had totally corrupted its way. So corrupt that Yahweh said it repented him that he made man on the earth. Watch what it says in Genesis 6:6. And it repented Yahweh that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repents me that I have made them. And why the beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air? And what did they have to do with the fact that the earth became corrupt? Because man had dominion. And when the imagination of man's thoughts went wild, evil, this corrupted everything. And oftentimes when you want to do something good, you have to start over. And a lot of times you can't start over with the same material, with the same things that's been corrupted. You can wipe and erase the computer all you want, but at the end of the day, sometimes you just need a new computer. And Yahweh did just that. He started the earth again with this type of man. A verse, Genesis 6. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah walk with Elohim. So when Yahweh wanted to repopulate, replenish the earth, he did it with the type of man that he was looking for. And what type of man was that? Righteous. And what time was it during the life of this righteous man? It was trouble. It was a lot of trouble. So much trouble that Yahweh would destroy the whole earth by blood. Everything. But little do people know, the righteous know this. But most people don't, that Yahweh is always trying, proving, testing the righteous. To get into the kingdom of Yah is no walking apart. You think you just can wake up and think, just because you saying Yah, you saying Yahweh, and you saying hallelujah, and you saying praise Yah, that gives you a pass into the kingdom of Yahweh? Or maybe you think because you wearing your ZZs or your frontlets between your eyes, maybe because you're seen on the Sabbath day at a holy convocation, that will give you a pass. I'm here to disappoint you, because that won't give you a pass. The only thing that's going to give you a pass in the kingdom of Yah is that you're righteous. And there are certain signs that follow the righteous. And you want to know what those signs are. But you also must know, you got to know this, that Yahweh is testing you, trying you. And this is the part people soon and seem to forget all the time. Now, it is understandable why most people are not even trying to be righteous. And let me show you why. You'll read it in the book of Psalms 34 and watch what it says. According to the book of Psalms 34, irregardless of what they tell you they want to be righteous, but in truth, no, they don't. And I'm about to show you why. This is what it says. It says, many are the affliction of the righteous. Many. The righteous got many afflictions, but Yahweh delivers him out of all of them. Who want to be afflicted many times and don't have a problem with it and don't complain about it and don't point the finger? The righteous, that's what the righteous do. They know where all trouble comes from. And so why point the finger when you know where the trouble is coming from? In the book of Amos, if you turn there, the third chapter, watch what it says. Amos, the third chapter, the sixth verse. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and Yahweh has not done it? See, no matter how and when the trouble comes, the question is not whether you're righteous because you're in trouble or you're bad because trouble came to your doors. The question is whether you're going to handle the trouble that you find yourself in righteously. And if you're not accustomed to the righteous deeds and acts and the ways of the Most High, in other words, you're not used to being calm under distress situations. You're not accustomed to thinking out things rather than acting out things in trouble. If you're not accustomed to relying on the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments, covenants of the Most High to be your guide, then you fail in a time of trouble. And you don't, I can understand if you feel bad about this, because one thing you must know is you're not in majority. Or you are in a majority, because the majority of the people actually will fail during the time of trouble. Only a minority, in which Yahweh called a remnant, will actually succeed. And why? Because who want to be afflicted? And many are the afflictions of the righteous. We want to be tested all the time. And let me show you a few scriptures before I show you these signs. And I found seven signs that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt whether you are the righteous or not, especially in a time of trouble. And then we have this, it's not necessarily a dilemma, but this is what you're going to find about these signs. The first thing is this. Just like in the time of Noah, Noah knew that he will be delivered before he was delivered. As some people will know. In other words, some people will already know that they are righteous. They part of the righteous. And so their expectations in being delivered or whatever sign that befalls the righteous, they will be confident in their ability to be saved. And then you have another group. The second group are people, they will be saved also. But they won't even know that they part of the righteous until after these signs will befall them. So you got one group, they know going in. And then you got one group, they won't know until afterwards, after they're saved. But they all will be tested. This is the way of Yahweh. He wants you to see for yourself who and what you are. Are you the righteous or not? And the way that you're going to determine, the way you're going to know, is not during the time of peace, not during the time of love, not during the time of good, but rather, you're going to know this in the time trouble and evil and hate and every bad situation that you will find yourself in only the righteous will endure to the end. We read Psalms 34, just to show you how Yahweh let us know many other afflictions of the righteous. And Yahweh is always trying the righteous. Watch what it says. I want you to see this. This is one of the most powerful scriptures I've read in the book of Psalm 17. I want you to see this. Psalm 17. And this is what it says in the third verse. You have proved my heart. In other words, you tested my heart, Yahweh. You have visited me in the night. In other words, you've came to me at night. You done proved my heart. You have tried me. And watch what David says. After saying you done proved my heart, you done visited me in the night, you have tried me. This is what he's telling Yahweh. And shall find nothing. You're not going to find nothing wrong. Not with me. I have purposed that my mouth should not transgress. This is what David said. That's why I'm telling you, there are some, they already know they are part of the remnant. They already know they will make up the righteous. They already know that these signs will fall and befall them. But then, there are many, they don't know. And they won't know until the end. Until these signs are manifested in their life. Because everyone must go through the test. And Yahweh is always testing. Always proving, always trying. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, turn there. And what are we discussing tonight? What are the signs of the righteous in a time of trouble? And we hadn't even gotten to the signs yet. And I'm going to show you 7 different signs to let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. These are the righteous. Especially, and particularly, in a time of trouble. Because if you righteous in a time of trouble, you're righteous in any time. Because it's the trouble where Yahweh want to see what you really made of. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the 2nd verse, this is what it says. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness. And what did he lead you there for? He wants you to remember this way. Even though we read this, our people still don't remember this way. They still not talking about this way. And they still are not exemplifying the way in which Yahweh even led you 40 years in the wilderness for. Watch what he says. To humble you. And who's doing that? And to prove you. I mean, to test you. I only had you there dealing with fiery serpents, dealing with no water, dealing with scorpions, dealing with no food. For one reason and one reason only. Or not just one reason, but to humble you. And to prove you, which means to test you. And to know what was in your heart. And what was in our people's heart? Complaining. Didn't appreciate nothing. Didn't appreciate Yahweh. Didn't appreciate food from heaven. Didn't appreciate being delivered. Didn't appreciate being free. All they would do was complain. Sound like our people today, don't it? Don't appreciate nothing. In other words, there's a lot of things that you can appreciate today, but you're not going to appreciate it because you're too busy complaining. To know what's in your heart. And when you began to complain, that's what's in your heart. But when you appreciate things and you show it, that's what's in your heart. So you can't say after your complaints, after pointing the finger, after showing hatred, well, Yahweh know my heart. Well, he do know your heart. Because you're showing what's in your heart. Whether you will keep his commandments or no. And it's all about the commandments. And why? Because this is your wisdom. This is your understanding in the sight of the nations. This is your righteousness. And he humbled you and allowed you to humble, just like our people today. As we said yesterday, last night, our people will face hunger. They will face hunger in a way that they never face hunger in their life. And they will face it. But how would that make you behave? That's the question. Not the fact that you're hungry, but let's see how you behave. Let's see how your children behave. Let's see when you can't do nothing for them and they steady crying and complaining to you. Let's see if you turn to Yahweh or you lean to your own understanding. Let's see what you do. Let's see if you, the leader that you really think you are. He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you do not, and since you know it, you didn't respect it. You didn't appreciate it. You didn't love it. Neither did your fathers know that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does man live. And you would think if we know this is how man live and this is what man live by, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does man live, then you would think that this is the thing that we will make our lives about, the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh has order to his word. And when you're dealing with the word of Yahweh, you must stay in your lane in which he purposed you for. There's no reason trying to be a king and you ain't a king. What sense does that make? You're trying to be a queen and you're no queen at all. That don't make sense. You trying to act and function as a priest, and you no priest. You got to stay in the lane in which you was purposed for. And if you don't know your purpose, then how can you even begin to judge anything, and you don't even know your own purpose? But Yahweh will prove you. Yahweh will test you. Yahweh will try you. And he's only trying to see, show you what's in your own heart. What's in your own heart? In the last days, this is what Yahweh said in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. And still yet, we have not brought to you the signs of the righteous yet. I just want you to be made aware of the fact that this is how, this is what will determine your righteousness. There's trouble. And brothers and sisters, you ain't even seen trouble yet. You don't even know trouble yet. You think we're in a time of trouble now, and you ain't seen nothing. And here today, even though you're not in the time of trouble that is to come, you still acting a fool. So we can only imagine what will take place when the fan hits. In the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, this is what it says. The 10th verse. Well, I start at the 9th. And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the word closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified. And what do that mean, purified? Many shall be purified. In other words, there's a lot of people defiled and polluted. And so a purification must take place. Many shall be purified. And a white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. They'll understand what this purification is all about. They will understand what this trying is all about. They will get it. They will see it. And they will respond to it. But everybody won't. Everybody is not interested. They're not interested in these very words that I'm speaking to you today. The word of Yahweh. So therefore, you will just continue. No. They will continue on doing wickedly. Watch what it says in the book of Psalm 66. Still talking about those who will be tried and those who will be tested. Because the signs of the righteous during a time of trouble will come from that. That's how you know anybody who's talking about they're righteous. And they had never been proven. They never been tested. They never been tried. They never went through any adversity, any trouble at all. How can you call yourself righteous and you ain't been through nothing? You never even been tested. No, this is what make you who you are. In the book of Psalm 66, this is what it says in the 10th verse. For you, O Elohim, have proven us, which means tested us. You have tried us. And how'd you do that, Yahweh? As silver. It's tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. And see, that's the thing. The righteous always know there's a purpose behind this. There's a greater end to this. This hope and light at the end of the tunnel. The righteous know that. So they'll go through the fiery furnace. They'll go through the flood waters. But not so the wicked. They'll go through it, but they're going to go through it with hell. And they're going to take everybody to hell with them that they around. They're going to complain. They're going to cuss. They're going to fuss. They're going to shout. They're going to cause all kind of trouble. Just like a dog that you're trying to give a bath. You got him by the collar, and all you're trying to do is wash his little tail, and then the dog will fight you. Because he don't want to take a bath. But you can take a little lamb, goat, walk him up to a little guillotine and chop his neck off, and he won't holler not one time. And he went to his death. That's the difference between the righteous and the wicked. And Yahweh is proving and testing every day to see what's really in your heart, to see if it's really about Him or are you about you. And the vast majority of our people, they're not about Yahweh at all, by no stretch of the imagination, are they about Yahweh. They all about themselves. And they're going to show you that they about themselves soon as trouble comes, soon as something don't go their way, soon as they feel like something don't add up, they're going to show you. And the scripture says the wicked shall do wickedly, but the righteous shall get it. Watch what it says in the book of Malachi. This is prophesied to happen. It will happen. Watch what it says in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. What are the signs of the righteous in the time of trouble? And I'm going to show you these signs that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt whether you are righteous or not. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, watch what it says in the very first verse. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the master whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. And who is this one that you delight in? It's only one that Yahweh, even his name means delight or beloved. And that's David. Behold, he shall come, says Yahweh of hosts. But who may endure the day of his coming? Who's going to do that? And who shall stand when he appears? And why is it talking like that? And this is why. For he is like a refiner's fire. In other words, he, just by the very words he will speak, he's like a refiner's fire and like fuller soap. In other words, the things that he will do, the things he will teach, the things he will say will bring about refining. and he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And don't think he's just going to be sitting there trying to clean silver. No, he's trying to clean people. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness. Because Yahweh will try the righteous. Trying the righteous just means he's going to clean them up. He's going to get their heart, mind, and spirit right. But they got to go through some fire. The dross have to come off. And if you're not accustomed to being right, you don't think the fire is some enemy against you, and you're going to begin to fight it, and you fight the wrong thing. And you're going to become an enemy to it. And you'll become an enemy to something good. Thinking you are an enemy to something bad. Thinking you're doing right. But really you're doing wrong. Thinking you're displaying wisdom. But you're lacking wisdom. And thinking it's everybody else's fault. When it's really yours. Yahweh will indeed try and prove the righteous. Also in this same Malachi, let me show you another way that Yahweh will test you. Yahweh will judge you. In the 10th verse, and watch what it says. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh said, test me. Bring me all the food in the storehouse, the tithes in the storehouse. And see if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And how many people want that blessing? Don't think that blessing is going to come in money, because that's what most of our people think. Don't think that blessing is going to come when you want it. But I can assure you, that blessing is going to come exactly when you need it. And when do you need Yahweh's blessing? During the time of trouble. That's why it says in the 11th verse, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before their time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. In other words, he's going to bless you. And most of our foolish people think you can't pay tithes. Do you realize what they really saying? They are really saying they are not willing to give the poor their right in judgment. This is the judgment of the poor, to pay tithes. How else can you feed the poor without tithes and offering? And yes, Yahweh said test him because he knows that he's testing you. He's not just testing you. He's also trying you. But are you passing? Do you know how this trying actually looks? And most people don't. And just a couple more scriptures right before I show you these signs. Psalms 105. In the book of Psalms 105, shows how you really being tried. In the book of Psalms 105, the 15th verse, watch this. Even though people read this, this means nothing to the average person. Psalms 105 and 15 saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That means absolutely nothing to the average person. Nothing at all. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent the man before them, even yourself, who was sold for a servant, a slave, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. This is how they treated yourself. But watch the 19th verse. Until the time that his word came, the word of Yahweh tried him. The word of Yahweh tried him. And the word of Yahweh is trying you. It's trying all of us. Not to hurt us. Not to kill us. But really to purify us. But we see this trying as an enemy, and so we will fight it, but we will lose, because it's not an enemy at all. It's just a test, and you never knew, never understood how a test looked from Yahweh. And not only that, not only you never knew, and you never understood, even once you told, you still refused to do the right thing. In the last scriptures, before I show you these seven things, Judges, the second chapter. Watch what it says in the 20th verse. Judges 2 and 20. I'm going to start at the 19th verse. What the heck? The 18th verse. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented Yahweh because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned, like our people do, just like as a dog returns to his vomit, so do to a fool his folly, and our people returned to their folly, and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, and fallen other idols to serve them, and to bow down to them. They cease not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn ways. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not listened to my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations, which Joshua left when he died, that through them, the people he left, the Canaanites that was left, that through them that I may prove Israel, I'm going to test thee, whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it or not. In other words, Yahweh will, he will give you certain things and will do certain things just to see what you're going to do. Therefore, Yahweh left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. Because Yahweh wanted to see. Yeah, let me let them. I guarantee you start marrying their wives. And I guarantee you start taking on their husbands. Guarantee you start eating their food and drinking their wine. Guarantee you start smoking their dope and hitting their pipes. Guarantee you, you're going to start walking like them, acting like them, talking like them, getting shots like them, dealing with your babies like them. Watch. All I got to do is leave something there to test you, and monkey see, monkey do. You see the monkeys, then you're going to start doing the monkeys. They getting their nails painted, they eyes cut, you're going to do the same thing. They getting tattoos, you want tattoos. You think it's cool to get a bald head? They think it's cool, so you think it's cool. You think aborting babies is birth? They think it's birth control by killing babies? You think it's birth control. Anything the oppressor do, you envy. Not realizing it's just a test. So what are the signs of the righteous in a time of trouble? Well, let me show you. Because as I stated before, some will know even before the trouble comes. And some, they won't know until after everything happened. And they're still standing there amongst the righteous. But make no mistake about it. This will make up the righteous. The time of trouble. There's no escaping that. And let me show you one of the first things you'll see, one of the first signs you'll see concerning the righteous. You'll read it in the book of Psalms, the 9th chapter. In the book of Psalms 9, starting at the 7th verse, Psalms 9. It says, but Yahweh shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. Because this is all about the righteous in the time of trouble. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. And watch the 9th verse. Yahweh also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the times of trouble. See, Yahweh, one of the signs of the righteous in a time of trouble is the fact that Yahweh will be their refuge. And you got to look this word up so you will know what a refuge is. So you can understand. Is this, that's why the righteous, they don't worry too much in times of troubles because they know the signs of the righteous. But then there's some that don't. And they got to go through this to see if they were staying to the end. Yeah, a refuge. In the time, in other words, let me tell you what a refuge is. A refuge is somebody who's there to defend you. They're your defense. Whatever defense you need, they're there to defend you. And everybody at some point of time needs a defense. For the thing, for the trouble, for the time that's coming. And there will be many that will be defenseless. In other words, they won't have nothing defending them. But not so with the righteous. And that's number one. And let me show you number two. In the book of Psalms 27. Not only will Yahweh be a refuge in a time of trouble for the righteous. This is what it says in Psalms 27. The second sign that I've seen to let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt whether you will be among the righteous or not. Psalm 27 and 5, and this is what it says. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. So not only Yahweh will make a refuge for you, but number two, Yahweh will hide you in his secret tabernacle. In his pavilion, whatever that may be, you'll be hidden. Because that's what Yahweh would do for the righteous in the time of trouble. And that's what we're talking about. Signs of the righteous. That's how we're going to know you're righteous or not. And what about number three? The third thing that I've seen that Yahweh will do for the righteous, in particular, and especially in the time of trouble. Psalms 32. And this is what it says. Six and seven verse. For this shall everyone that is Elohim pray unto you in a time when you may be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come near unto him. And why? For you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall compass me about with the songs of deliverance. Selah. Yes, the third thing that Yahweh would do for the righteous, to let you know that you are part of the righteous. Yahweh will preserve you. He will be your refuge, number one. He will hide you, number two. And number three, he will preserve you. Because it don't mean trouble won't befall you. The trouble will come to your house. It will come to your city. It will come to your doors. But will Yahweh be your defense? Will Yahweh hide you? And will Yahweh preserve you? Those are the questions to the answers. Because trouble will happen to everyone. Everyone. And the righteous is not measured by how much trouble that will befall them. The measurement of righteousness is how you fare and what you execute and what you do during the time of trouble. And all you got to do is look yourself in the mirror today. When trouble comes to your doors today, how you act? Do you act foolishly? Or do you act like you got some sense? This is not even hard to discern. At least for me, it's not hard to discern. But what about you? The fourth thing that I've seen in the scriptures in terms of signs of the righteous in the time of trouble, in the book of Psalms 37. And this is what it says in Psalms 37. I start at the 37th verse. It says, mark the perfect man. And nobody want to do that. And behold the upright. And nobody want to do that. For in of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Now watch this 39th verse. Because this is the fourth thing that I've seen. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their strength in the time of trouble. So not only is their refuge, Not only is he their hiding place, not only will he preserve them, but Yahweh is also making crystal clear, number four, he is their strength in a time of trouble. Why? Because all these things are the signs of the righteous. Some people already know this going in. So when, even before the trouble comes, they already know how they're going to act because they're already displaying these righteous things in other situations in their life. They already standing strong. They already know Yahweh got their back. They already know Yahweh will hide them and preserve them and strengthen them. They know this. And so when the trouble hits, the fan really hits, they really already prepared. But then there's many who just not sure. There's many that must go through the test. They must be tried. And they won't even know until the end. And how would they know then? Because they will be standing up with the righteous. And you don't have to worry about the wicked. Because the wicked is going to do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand. So you don't have to worry about them at all. And watch this fifth. The fifth thing that I found almost was the greatest thing to me. I didn't even fathom this. This is the fifth thing. Here it is, we're talking about increase, we're talking about blessings, we're talking about, we know what the fifth stands for. All those who've been tuning in and listening, but watch the fifth thing, the fifth sign that I've seen that demonstrate the signs of the righteous, especially and particularly in the time of trouble. Psalm 41. Now watch what this says. Here we have Yahweh as our refuge, one. Yahweh will hide us, two. Yahweh will preserve us, three. Yahweh will be our strength in the time of trouble, four. And watch what it says, number five. Psalms 41. How else are you going to know these things? Who else is telling you these things and teaching you these things so you might know, so you might consider these things to be your better self, especially in the time of trouble? In the book of Psalms 41, the very first verse, watch what it says. Blessed is he that considers the poor. Yahweh will deliver him in a time of trouble. My goodness. You would think everybody would run out and start feeding the poor, but they ain't. You would think everybody would go out and start paying their tithes, but they're not. You would think everybody would go out and give their offerings, but they won't. Because I'm thinking about the poor. But the righteous. That's who's thinking about the poor. Blessed is he that considers the poor. Yahweh would deliver him in a time of trouble. And what are we talking about? What are we discussing? We're discussing the signs of the righteous in the time of trouble. And as I stated before, some would even know before the trouble hits the fan. But some, they won't know until they just standing at the end. Did I do enough? Was I right enough? Was my righteousness accounted for? But don't worry about the wicked, because the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall learn the thing. The sixth thing that I see, the sixth sign that I see, that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are righteous, that you will be among the righteous, is in the book of Psalm 46. And let's see what it says. In the book of Psalm 46, the very first verse, and watch what it says. Elohim is our refuge and strength. And then we just read that. And watch what it says. A very present help in trouble. And what do it mean by a very present help in a time of trouble? In other words, even that state of emergency, when something, some evil come upon you that you didn't even expect it, you didn't even see it coming, that help that you need right now and not later. For the righteous, Yahweh is a very present help. He won't tarry. He won't delay. He won't skip a beat. He's right there. Even when the trouble comes. And who don't want Yahweh to be a very present help? Watch the second verse. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though waters there war and be troubled, though mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. It don't matter what happens when Yahweh is your very present help. And let me show you the last thing that I seen in the book of Psalms. To prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're the righteous. And that these are the signs of the righteous in the time of trouble. But when do you think you're going to know whether you're the righteous or not? But in the time of trouble, and watch what it says in the book of Psalms 138. In the book of Psalms 138, another scripture that I just absolutely love, the 6th and the 7th verse. Watch what it says, starting at the 6th verse. Though Yahweh is high, he's the most high. There's no one higher than him. Yet has he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knows afar off. And the 7th verse is the key. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, and we all do, you will revive me. You shall stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. And your right hand shall save me. And who don't need revival? Which is the 7th thing. Yahweh will revive. Even though you're going through the trouble, although you're walking through the midst of it, Yahweh will revive you. He'll be your refuge. He will hide you. He will preserve you. He will strengthen you. He will bless you because you consider the poor. He'll be your very present help. In other words, your deliverer. He's going to deliver you. And number 7, he will revive you. This is how we know. This is how you will know whether you are among the righteous. Because all these signs must follow you. Because this is what Yahweh will do in the time of trouble for the righteous. And the last scripture that I want to bring to your attention is in the book of Malachi, the 2nd chapter. Make that the 3rd chapter of Malachi. Malachi, the 3rd chapter. The 16th verse. And this is what it says. Then they that feared Yahweh spoke often one to another. And Yahweh listened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. Who are these people? Watch what it says. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh. In that day when I make up my jewels, because there's a day that Yahweh will make up his jewels, and I will spare them. As a man spares his own son that serves him, because Yahweh is making up his jewels. And Watch the 18th verse. Then shall you return. Return where? Unto Yahweh. And discern between the righteous and the wicked. You'll be able to do that once Yahweh make up his views. Between him that serveth Elohim and him that serves him not. And I can assure you right now, there's many people who are confused about the righteous and the wicked, and him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. So we know for the mass majority of our people, a little more time must take place and a lot of more trouble must go down. What are the signs of the righteous in a time of trouble? I just gave you 7. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Only through you, yeah, I will wait to see another day. Only through you, yeah, I will kneel on my knees to pray. Only through you, yeah, I will. Only through you, yeah, I will. I will praise your holy name.
Truly changed.
Changed for better.
Changed for better.
Now, another day, and only through you, yeah, I will kneel on my knees to pray. Oh, receive my blessing only through you. I will
pray your holy name.